Good morning, good morning. Who just joined us?
Yeah.
Hi, this is
Good morning,
Robert.
It's Robert.
Yep.
Okay, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Is there anybody else on the call?
Nope, just me.
Okay, all right. So tell me a little bit about, we got some technology people coming on here. Tell me a little bit about your name and the origins for that. What's the name of your new company now?
It's called Brainio Web Solutions.
Okay.
And we have smart technologies for smart companies.
Oh, okay.
So,
I like that.
Thank you.
And how do you get to your website?
Just BrainioWebSolutions.com.
Spell that out for me.
Brainio, BRAINEO.
Okay.
And then WebSolutions.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent, excellent. So we're going to be starting here in a few minutes. What else is new and exciting for Dr.
Debbie Snelling?
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Debbie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Debbie Snelling. I'm a financial accounting tax professional and a real estate professional as well. My husband's a real estate broker. And so I do all things associated with those.
Okay, excellent, excellent. All right, and people are coming on as we start this. And who's joined us? Does Nat introduce himself?
Ivo Filbert.
Hey, how do you pronounce your name?
Ivo, I-V-O.
Ivo, okay, Ivo.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so Ivo, why don't you
John
introduce
Ramsour.
Yourself? Oh, and who else?
John Ramsour.
Okay, and John, Ivan, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Ivo Filbert. I'm the president and CEO of IVO Consulting. We do small business and nonprofit consulting as well as leadership development.
Okay, all right. And the person that introduced himself, what's your name, sir?
I am John Ramsour, and I am with the law offices of David M. Walker. I am a business advisor.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. All right. I'm going to have to make a note here, all the people that are on the call. Who else is not introduced themselves? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Robert Williams. I just joined the call.
Hey, Robert. How are you? And Robert, what is your business?
My business is Williams Information Technology. I'm an IT consultant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember I met you at Karen Rand's event. Okay.
That's right.
All right, Robert Joseph, Debbie Snelling. Is there anybody else that has not introduced themselves? Going once, going twice. Okay, so let me get the lineup straight here because there's lots of people on. Robert Joseph, I guess you're first. Dr. Robert Joseph. Debbie Snelling. And who's the third person that came on? I think Ivo.
Yeah, Ivo Filbert.
Yeah, okay. Gilbert. Okay, and so I got Robert Joseph, Debbie Snelling, Ivo, who else? I know Robert. I'll just put Robert in now. Robert Williams. And who else is on the call?
And this is David Walker.
Okay, David Walker. All right.
So is
and
John still here as well, David?
Excuse me?
Is John we're still on the line as well?
Yeah, I think
still on John Ramsour.
Okay, cool.
John. And John is with David, right?
That's correct. I wanted to make introduction to you, Ken, as well as the other people of John and what he's doing.
Okay. All right. And is there anybody else who's not introduced themselves? All right, so the first question I want to ask everybody, I'm going to bring up your website here in a few minutes. First of all, what is your passion? You got like 60 seconds to share with the group what your passion is. And when you answer the question, please give your name and name of your company and then answer the question. 60 seconds. And then we'll go ahead and give the ground rules. So with that, Dr. Robert Joseph, what is your passion?
Good morning, everybody. This is Robert Joseph, and
my company has gone through a branding change, and it's now called Brainio Web Solutions. That's Brainio, B-R-A-I-N-E-O, websolutions.com. And my passion is helping entrepreneurs with making sense of technology and being able to utilize that technology to help their business grow. So we build websites or build web presence, and we do that so that the entrepreneur can maintain the website themselves and have a lot of functionality for a little of money, a little money. And that's Brainio Web Solutions.
I'll try to bring that up. All right, excellent, excellent. All right. And Robert is my technology guru, so if I got a technology question, he helps me, and he was responsible for me putting together my two websites. So I always want to give him kudos for that. And now not only do I know the front end because I give the content, I know the back end of stuff. Very, very important if you're going to be a success in business. You just can't put a website up. So with that, thank you, Robert. All right, Debbie Snelling, a double threat, real estate and tax, and one of my new clients. Debbie, what is your passion?
I actually structure the deal. I work with small to mid-market businesses as well as individuals for their tax matters. And, you know, I love structuring the deal. I love helping, I've stolen this from somebody from Why Do You Like Tax? Because who enjoys sitting down and doing their tax returns? But it's kind of fun to sit and take the pieces of the puzzle and put them together and make them be something and not just, you know, tedium. So, but the structure of the deal, that's why I love real estate, because it's all, you're always making a deal.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Thank you, Deb. I'm going to put your LinkedIn profile up. And Robert, could you send me a quick email with, do you have, is the website up for this, for the new company?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
If you could, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And Debbie knows the stuff. And Debbie did I think she's a regular guest on a radio show, and she did a presentation. So if you want to know anything about income statements, is that what the topic was about?
The topic was how to analyze earnings reports.
Earnings reports.
Very dry financial stuff, but you
write that down.
You need to understand them if you're going to make money in the stock market.
And you had 75 people at this event?
We had 75 plus. It was webcast online as well, so I know that there were people across the nation. We had some emails come in from Indiana and Michigan. So it was pretty cool.
I guess it would be. All right, thank you, Debbie. Ivo Filbert, why don't you introduce yourself? What is your passion?
Good morning, everyone. Ivo Filbert, IVO Consulting. My passion is simple, helping people and businesses to improve and get better.
Okay. All right. Short, sweet to the point. Excellent, excellent. I met you at Karen Rand's event at, I guess, the Bonner Brothers Institute.
That is correct.
All right. So I'm looking forward, and we're looking forward to learning more about you. Robert Williams. Another tech guy. What is your passion?
Good morning. Robert Williams, Williams Information Technology. My passion is computer infrastructure. I like to help companies build their networks and manage their networks, and so they're not spending all their time trying to figure out why it's not working. So one of the signature things that I'm doing right now is what I call virtual office. So it allows a company to put in a phone system, email system, manage their website, all without having high capital costs or spending a lot of money on initial equipment, just a low monthly fee.
Well, that sounds really interesting. All right. Excellent, excellent. All right, we're going to get the chance to know you better also. That sounds like everybody needs email and phone, right? All right. David Walker, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm David Walker, Atlanta's business attorney. And my passion is representing startups and small businesses and giving them expertise and guidance from formation of the LLC and corporation all the way through taking them public.
Excellent. And John, you said Ramsour? Why don't you introduce yourself, John?
My name is John Ramsour. I'm working with Dave Walker. I am a business consultant, and my passion is helping high-technology businesses basically take their products from the idea stage through implementation.
Okay. So we're really blessed to have two attorneys on the call. I gotta mute this thing. Let me cut that out. All right. And who else is next? Introduce himself.
Go ahead. Justin Strong.
Joseph Strong. Joseph Strong. Why don't you introduce yourself, Joseph?
Justin.
My name is Justin. Justin.
Oh, yes. I also work with Dave. So I guess we have three attorneys on the phone.
Okay. If I have one of you guys talking at one time, maybe you'll flip a coin and then talk when you answer the question.
No, I'll answer all of the questions, Ken. I just wanted them to get a feel for what you're doing and also introduce the group to these two recent law graduates who are now helping me out in my business and also able to allow the community to now have access to an attorney at a lower price point.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So there you have it. Everybody has introduced themselves and talked about what their passion is. I'd like to just kind of open it up before I give the ground rules in terms of how we do things here. Who has questions or comments based on what was shared? Because we've got Robert Joseph, Debbie Snelling, Ivo Filbert, Robert Williams, David Walker, John Ramsure, and Justin Strong. So who has questions, comments? Nobody has questions or comments? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and let me go through one more question. And that is, the question is, what is it that you do and how do you do it? What is it that you do and how do you do it? You got 60 seconds, and it's very, very important when you're out there communicating your value proposition that people understand what you do. And if you can do it 60 seconds, it's excellent. So we're going to do that. Please give us your name. Name your company, and tell us what is it that you do and how do you do it. So, Robert, you got it?
Yes, hi. My name is Robert Joseph, and the website is Braineo Web Solutions, Braineo, websolutions.com. And we build websites and web presence for companies with a lot of functionality and with a lot of capabilities and at a very low price. Our goal is to build a framework in which people can maintain their website themselves as well as extend it in a lot of different ways and do that reasonably priced and with a lot of functionality. That's what we do.
Okay, excellent. All right. Who is next? Debbie Snelling, what is it that you do and how do you do it, Debbie?
We help businesses with, I'm driving, and somebody almost ran me off the road. So far,
that's no good.
I stay alive by avoiding danger. We do financial accounting, tax, as well as obviously tax preparation. Also help people to do credit repair to the extent that they need that, and David, I may have a question for you about somebody who has been sued by a credit card company. I understand there was a change in the statute of limitations in Georgia for credit cards from 4 years to 6 years based on what Hilvey American Express. So it's a big deal when the statute of limitations gets extended 2 years.
Well, first, I think I have to give you the scope of kind of what I do. And what our firm does is we work a lot with businesses, and we don't do litigation or any what I call bad news stuff, like divorce or criminal or DUI or litigation. In general, are you suing the credit card companies or the credit card is suing your client or whoever?
The credit card is suing the client.
Okay. The statute of limitations is the time period in which the law says you have to bring a lawsuit against somebody or it's waived. The problem you have is that when does that time start? And, you know, typically in collection cases with credit card companies, as long as they're still asking for the money, the statute of limitations probably hasn't began to run yet. So I think it's a case-by-case basis, but I would look at the last date of contact you had with that person in which they were asserting a claim, and then go from that period, that time period.
Okay, cool. So we got a question in already. Thank you, David. Thank you, Debbie, for your introduction in terms of what you do. Ivo Filbert, what is it that you do and how do you do it?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Ivo Filbert, IVO Consulting. I help organizations and individuals to improve their performance through ongoing focus on strategy and development. So I engage them in a process of strategic thinking to help them to align all aspects of their business, from strategy, business development, people development, and certainly help them to execute to be more successful.
Okay, excellent, excellent. All right, we're looking forward to you telling us more about what you're doing. And Robert Williams, why don't you introduce yourself? Okay. What is it that you do and how do you do it?
What is it that I do and how I do it? Well, let me tell you my website, Williams, I as in information, tech, itech.com. Simply what I do is I solve problems. I've taken my 15 years of IT management experience. I've IT managed for some larger companies, and I offer that to small businesses. And so I can come in, and the first thing I do is I learn about the business. The technology doesn't matter at that point. It's just about the business. What does that business do? How do they earn revenue? What are the challenges that they're having? And then I look at their technology and make sure it fits and help them solve any problems with that, focusing on their infrastructure, their computer infrastructure.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. Okay. All right. So welcome. Welcome again.
Thank you.
So we had David Walker. David, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks again. David Walker. I'm a business attorney, and obviously you guys know what attorneys can do in terms of in court, but I kind of work behind the scenes before we get to court. You know, every business needs an attorney. I don't really care what size you are, and I don't care how much you use your attorney, but you need to have someone that advises you on your business from A to Z. A lot of things what I do for my clients and what John and Justin are helping me with is really to add that business advice and being able to flesh out an idea. I get calls from clients all the time saying, hey, Dave, I got this idea. I want to bring in this investor. I want to buy this business. I want to take this company public. I want to franchise this. And how you structure those ideas from the beginning goes a long way into getting it done, because you can go down the path for a long time. So what I do is I advise business owners on how to grow their company as well as represent them from a legal basis.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay. All right. And so that's answering the question, what is it that you do and how do you do it? Who has questions or comments based on what we shared so far? And then I'm going to give the ground rules and we'll keep going. Anybody have questions or comments? Because there were some real interesting things that people are doing. Going once, going twice.
Sorry, before it's sold, let me ask from the IT back-end side, and I'm sorry, is Robert, what is the back-end? Is the back-end HTML, or is it, I heard recently about, I think it was called Joomla or something like that. Did I make that up? I might have.
For Dr. Robert Joseph?
Yes.
You're talking about the back-end of the...
Of the website.
The back end of the website is the part that you use in order to create the front, create what people see. And so it allows you to create pages. It allows you to put up forms. It allows you to do blogging, all the things that you are able to do that then translate into what other people can see. Joomla might be another technology, another way of allowing people to be able to do that. There are so many ways that people can basically put up websites, and what we do is we have spent a lot of time working on and figuring out what we think is the best way that provides the person as much flexibility as they want, being able to grow their website in the future, as well as being able to do things immediately and very quickly. And so after looking through 80 content management systems and staying abreast of all the different technologies that are out there, we use a content management system that's called Website Baker, that's open source and able for people to use. And I can talk about it some more, about the advantages of Website Baker and the advantages of a content management system.
That'd be Ivo Fulbert. Are you saying Zoomla with a Z?
I think so.
Okay, because I know, you know, IVO Consulting, we are actually in the midst of developing my website that should launch in a couple of weeks. And we are using a program called Joomla with a J.
Oh, I bet it is Joomla. I was going off of memory, and it was, you know, a nonsensical word, so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So what does Joomla do then?
Joomla is a content management system similar to Website Maker, and it's one that we have a lot of familiarity with. But we chose, our firm chose Website Maker over Joomla is because the learning curve on Joomla is a little bit more steep for non-IT type people.
Okay.
One of the things that we're doing too, I just wanted to mention one of the things that I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing a talk conference every week called Dr. Tech Talk, and you can just look it up on drtechtalk.com, and it's going to be free, and it's going to talk about the different technologies out there, such as social media, you know, and all the stuff that's going on there, as well as websites and any technology that has to do with business and making business run successfully. We're going to be doing Tech Talk about it. So.
All right, excellent. Great questions. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert Williams. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question. Robert, is this Glue Life Reinvented Brainio Web Solution?
With a different twist. We have a marketing person that's working with us now, and so we have three people instead of two, and we have, I think, productized our offering a lot better. So we can you tell us what you need, and we can give you a price for it, and not add any more to it. So we can give you a fixed price for pretty much any of your web needs.
Okay, gotcha. Right. So is Glue Life is still around, or is it not anymore? Or this is
fading. It's fading.
Got it.
It's being forwarded to radio web solutions.
All right. Excellent. So is there anybody else that is on the call that has not introduced themselves before we give our rules of the road here?
Yes. This is Pierre D'Offerty, CEO of the UpZig company, and we're a precious metal rare coin investment firm.
Okay. And what is your passion, and what is it that you do, and how do you do it, Pierre?
Well, my passion are all things metal, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, as well as rare coins. And the way that we do this, we have salesmen who sell out of the locations we have across the United States, as well as we do mining for gold and cobalt on the continent of Africa and South America. And, you know, like I said, we also sell retail gold, silver, platinum, palladium bars and coins, and we try to make it happen on a regular basis.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. All right, so we're going to get going. What I want to do is, this is Kenneth Dale Brown, and I am with Better Sales and Profits Now, E3C. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, Create. We're excited to have everybody on the call. E3C is a sales, profit, and business development company. We promote the best practices and principles on sales and profitability and share new ideas and strategies and help you to improve your sales and business development efforts and share how to use technology to be more efficient, more productive, more effective, more profitable. Don't forget to check out our websites, mybusinesscommunity.ning.com, Better Sales and Profits Now, and my wiki and my blog. You can check those out on Better Sales and Profits Now. Don't forget to listen to the podcast. Excellent podcast. So myself, I think they're pretty good. And you can subscribe to our newsletters, Better Sales and Profits Now, and My Business Community. So, and always consider E3C as a strategic partner in profitability, sales, and success. All right. And tell your clients about us. Now, during this conference call that we're doing, we have seven cycles, sharing client experiences, finding client opportunities, great gate openers, uniqueness, and sometimes we have a presentation by E3C mastermind person. And so please, also, it's so very important, give your name and name your company when you're answering the question. If you feel you're not quite ready, it's okay. Say you're not interested, or you will just respond and say,
okay, just pass. If you're experiencing communication difficulties, like your voice is going in and out, background noise, please keep your phone on mute, and that'll help with making sure the recording is clear and understandable. If you're an E3C partner or client, you'd like to share your wisdom, your experience, and expertise, we'll accept the content and promote you and your company and share with our visitors on the website. Now, you only have 60 seconds to answer the question, so be prepared and be ready. And at the conclusion of each cycle, we've already gone through two cycles, I will open up the call so attendees can ask questions or make comments. Now, during the session, each cycle, please have your phone on mute. That reduces the background noise. Now, you can mute your phone by finding the mute button on your phone or just pressing star 6, and that will mute your phone. Now, you can unmute the phone by pressing star 6 again. So when you ask to speak, just look for your mute button or press star 6 and begin speaking. Okay? This session is scheduled for 1 hour. However, we'll allow participants to stay on the call longer. If our discussion goes longer, anyone that must go can end the call and leave immediately. Now, 60 seconds is not a lot of time, so be concise, thoughtful, and to the point. Let's have fun. Let's be open to the opportunities to grow and learn. And let's, now, above all, let's be passionate. Let's be enthusiastic. Don't be shy. And please observe the time guidelines. 60 seconds is not a lot of time. Now, this is so very important. You never know who's on the conference call, who they know, and what connections you can make today. So you can only speak about one profession or industry, so speak about your passion. For example, you can't be a mortgage person that sells life insurance and mention both on the call. You're only allowed to talk about one business. Okay? So have paper and pen handy because you might learn something. Here's something else that's important. We're not here to sell to each other. We want to make connections, establish connections, and we want you to become a resource for each other. So let's all become master net weavers, have your antennas up, and ask yourself how you can be a resource for the other person. Or who, what clients or who within your trusted resource network could use this person's products and services. Okay? Let me explain what net weaving versus networking is. I call this a networking call. It's actually a net weaving call. Networking says, who can I seek out, who can I seek out to sell? Who's going to get me this deal? Who's going to help me close the deal? That's what networking is. Net weaving is 180-degree difference. It says, who can I seek out, not to sell, not to help close the deal, but who can I seek out to help? And this is what this is all about. So our focus is on how you can help the other person and not necessarily yourself. Our goal also is to share new ideas and strategies to help grow your business. Now is the time to focus on your business and promote business and economic opportunities. So we encourage everybody to call and follow up with the people you connect with on this call. So let's all connect, collaborate, and create. Any questions or comments before I do the next question? Okay. All right. So my next question is success story. What's your return on investment? You're out there. You're working hard. This is the time for you guys to shine. Tell us a great success story. Again, you only have 60 seconds. So what is a great success story? Don't forget your name your company, and we want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you're doing that's really, really nice. Success story. Robert, besides me being a success story for you, what's another success story for you, Robert?
Well, another success story for me, go ahead and talk about David Walker. David and I have been working on doing stuff with his websites, and it's been, I think, very successful. David called me up on maybe a Thursday, and I was on vacation, and he says, well, I have these three videos, and I want to get them stitched together, and I want them to run on my website. And so I said, okay, and got it done for him. Found the software that was able to stitch them together so that now he can play any set of videos at any time, sequentially, one right after the other. Without making any modifications to his website, and he can add those to his own site himself. So if he has a video that he wants to add into a series of videos as a playlist, he just goes to the site and puts it up there, and there it is.
Wow. Okay, David, you want to chime in? Give him a kudos on what he did for you on his vacation.
Yeah, I called Robert on his vacation, fully aware that he was on his vacation, and I said, I want it now, Robert. No, Robert, as always, the gracious service provider he is, was more than willing to take on this task. He seems like the kind of person that he's looking for a challenge. And I think that if this wasn't a challenge and this would have been something easy for him to do, he might have said, I'll do it back when I get back. But I think he thought about it, he worked on it, and he did a great job. It allowed me to launch and release on time, and everything went smoothly, and I'm very gracious for it. Robert and I have shared a lot of business together. I've hired him for, you know, the business owner movement, which I host on Saturdays and things like that. And so the product he has, and I've been teaching it to John and Justin, it's just a fantastic product. And I think that, you know, Robert's toughest thing has been taking something so complicated and so big and diverse and being able to simplify it to people. And the only way I can say is, once you see it, and once you understand the back end of it, it's just an amazing product. And so I'm a strong advocate and zealot for Robert's business. He does a good job with it.
All right. Yeah, that's a great commercial. All right. David,
if it were easy, then it would have been done even sooner. So. Or maybe so, right?
All right. Thank you. Debbie Snelling, what's a success story for you? Tell us how you shine. What's your return on investment?
Is she on mute?
Yeah, she was on mute. Okay. What a Goomba. My most recent success story, honestly, was this weekend, which is, as I mentioned, you know, how to analyze an earnings report. It's to a room full of people who are doing stock investing and active stock trading in an area where you don't really expect it. I was on the south side of Decatur. Very well-informed group, and, you know, when you're trading in stock options, as this group is doing, there are unique tax strategies associated with it, swaps and straddles. You know, you just don't sell the stock and pay the tax on the difference between purchase price and sales price. So getting them to, you know, in the course of the dry context of here's what financial ratios mean, and I threw out at the end, oh, by the way, there are unique tax strategies associated with these. Let's consider those. And then we had 20 minutes of Q&A about tax aspects and, you know, should I form a new corporation for this? And, you know, will I save taxes that way? And so it was a fantastic turnout, much better than I expected, and a much more well-informed audience than I had expected. I deal with financial professionals all day, every day. I'm currently the interim tax director at a manufacturing concern. And the financial people working in corporate America did not understand as much as these guys who were doing this
Debbie, on her
trading.
Return on investment?
ROI, my investment was about $130 for printouts and 4 hours of time to prep for it. My return thus far is about break-even, but it'll amplify. I should make probably 15-fold on that.
Man, okay. Well, thank you, Debbie. Ivo.
Yes.
Success story, return on investment.
Absolutely.
What
good morning,
for?
Everyone. Ivo Filbert, IVO Consulting. Success story, Atlanta Caribbean Carnival engaged me to help them with branding and strategy and a sponsorship strategy. Plagued with image issues, plagued with challenges around people recognizing and identifying the organization and the event as a successful event. Took it from 8,000 attendees in 2000 and what year are we in? Seven to having a clear branded image to increasing to 20,000 attendees in the following year with no incidents in the city of Atlanta.
Wow, okay. Excellent. There might be a question or two on that one. Thank you, thank you. Robert Williams, success story. Share with us a success story. What was your return on investment? How did you perform for your client, or customer?
Okay, Robert Williams, Williams Information Technology. My success story is probably about a good referral. I'm a young business. My first client was a friend who had a beauty salon who had a computer that was giving her fits. So I went in and did my job and got her computer exactly the way she wanted it. Went in there, and instead of just having just the one computer and everybody using it, I set up different profiles and really just took the time to give her what she wanted. And she gave me a referral for a customer who helped me create my virtual office product. They are a small construction development project management firm, and they wanted to downsize things and realized that they still needed a company phone system, company email, all these IT services, and they wanted it done, you know, on a monthly basis without, you know, high investment, high capital dollars. So I had to really sit down and do some research and figure it out, and ended up coming up with the virtual office product, which is really just me partnering with companies that do voice over IP, companies that do application hosting, companies that do web hosting, and build a service for it. So it's still, I'm still completing the task that I need to do for her project, but once I complete that, it'll be a service that I can provide to my customers that gives me monthly residual, as opposed to just a hit it and quit it type consulting. So I'm excited about that.
I bet you are. It's always good to build residual income, that's for sure.
That's right.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
David Walker.
Yes.
Success story, return on investment.
Well, last week was a tremendous success story. We picked up, I had my best week ever in the law firm last week. Part of it was, you know, Justin and John joining. Another part was we were able to launch our video on our website. And really, another part was it was just kind of, you know, working with clients and plugging away at it, and things starting to open up on the pipe a little bit. But the biggest success story I had is I have a local restaurant entrepreneur who has a couple successful restaurants in town. And I've known him on a friendly basis, and he called me one day, and he says, you know, Dave, I got to do this deal that I have on my plate. I have to do this thing tonight. And my attorney that I called, he's a real estate guy, and, you know, he kind of doesn't do business, and he doesn't understand how to get this deal done, and he's nervous, and I'm going to lose this deal if I don't close this deal tonight. So I invited him over my house with the prospective seller. We sat down for about 4 or 5 hours, worked out some operating agreements, worked out some deeds and things like that, and he was able to close and buy this business in about 6 hours. And so he was just forever grateful. You know, he sent more business my way. He recommended me to other people, and he just thought that that was great for him to be able to close that deal. And it turns out the seller had 4 or 5 people on the table, and the reason she went with him was because, one, she obviously trusted him, but also, two, that she really liked the style of how I did things and how I closed things and how I made myself accessible. So that was a real big success story, and that business is now doing pretty well, even in the week or so that's passed.
So are you taking us all to dinner in the next week or so?
No, I didn't say that. I said that I had a good week.
All right. Go Blue, University of Michigan. Strike again. All right. Pierre, success story, gold, silver.
My name is Pierre D'Offerty, and my company is the UpZig Company. And my success story actually was yesterday. I got news from our mining concession in the Democratic Republic of the Congo that they have actually now struck a main vein of cobalt ore. And over the next couple of months, we'll be bringing up that ore and processing it, and we should have it ready for sale to the marketplace by sometime in late October. So we have, you know, our investment was, you know, for our firm anyway, it was larger than any investment we'd ever put together, but we're already getting returns. Normally in mining, it takes a few years before you see any major return on investment, but we are actually going to be able to see a return on this in little less than a year. So we're very excited, and this will enable us to
actually do even more mining than we originally expected, which for a non-publicly held company is an enormous win-win for everybody involved at the firm.
Wow, so I got that confused. I'm sorry, David. Pierre is taking us out to dinner. Next week. Okay, I got it. Well, thank you. All right. So that answers the question, success stories, return on investment. You know, who has questions and comments? I know there got to be something that strikes an interest, or maybe we're seeing some connections between us as we share these stories and what we're doing. Anybody have questions, comments, or see a connection there? Go ahead.
I have a comment. Pierre, I finally talked to that person that I was going to refer you to.
Yes.
And I'll give you email. You have contact information. Can you give me your email now, and I'll send it to you?
It is Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, at rarecoinhouse.com.
Okay. I'll send you her contact information now. But I told her about you, and she wants to talk to you.
Thank you, David.
Sure.
All right. Love it. I love it. Great. Thank you. One connection today. Who else? Who else has questions, comments? All right. So the next question I want to ask is, what questions do you have for us? If you got a question, something's bugging you about your business, now's the time. We got some nice experts on the call. Who has a question or comment? Robert, you have a question or comment for us?
I've got a comment. Social media and social networking is a very powerful tool, and I think that although people are talking about it and people realize it's a powerful tool, I think it's still being underutilized.
Okay. All right. So that was basically, this is a question that you ask.
No, it was a comment.
Turn it down for you, but you just comment. All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Debbie.
Okay. Debbie, any challenge or comment, any question for the group? Yeah. Debbie?
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I wanted to get Robert to elaborate on that. This is Robert Williams.
Okay. Go ahead, Robert, real quick.
I wanted to get you to elaborate on that because I recently went to a seminar that talked about that, talked about blogging, getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook. But just give us a little bit more about just how.
Sure. Just really quickly, I mean, social media and social networking is just an extension of what you normally do as a networker, but it uses technology, I think, to make it more efficient. And so, you know, you talk with your friends, you talk with other people, but you have been doing it one-on-one on the telephone or by email or something like that. Well, you know, just by using Facebook, you can talk with all your friends at one time. So the same thing that you would repeat to everybody, you can repeat to, you know, you can say one time and everybody gets. And that has a rippling effect because then you start forming relationships and you start forming connections with people that you didn't even know. So, yeah, you went to school with John, and all of a sudden John is now in an industry that you're trying to go after, but you don't know this. But as you talk with everybody and John sees it, then John starts to see connections that he has with you, and all of a sudden you're doing business with, you know, somebody that you knew, but you didn't know that they were in the same line as you or could help you in different ways. And that's just a small piece of what I mean by that.
Yeah, and I'll give you another example. I've got a guy that I work with, DNA Behaviors, Hugh Massey. He's participating on the calls. I had somebody contact me about doing a survey, and so I connected him to a Derek Harris. And then I thought about it. I said, if he's doing surveys, he's got a company, he might be interested in the DNA, the personality testing. So I referred him to Hugh Massey, and I also referred Hugh Massey to, I think, another five or six other people. I did that through Facebook. And on my Twitter account, I've got, I think, 2,500 people following every time I do a post. LinkedIn, I think I got like 300, maybe 400 connections. And on Facebook, I think it's like 300. So it's just a way of you communicating who you are and what you do. And anytime, and I make a point about this, you have a choice on the Internet. You can either have the Internet define you, or you can define your web presence on the Internet. And you can do that doing social media. So. All right. Debbie Snelling.
Yeah, I've got a question about all this.
Okay.
I had on my Facebook the other day, and I'm really not using Facebook or Twitter too much. I've established an account, but I had somebody that I don't know, and I've had a couple of people I don't know on Facebook ask to be my friend. And I go, is this some crazy nut job trying to, you know, steal my identity, or is, you know, should I validly accept this person because I'm trying to grow my business? And it's a fine line to walk, and you know, how do you decide who you're going to accept and who you're not, or do you just accept everybody?
That's a great question. Dilemma. Okay, who has a question? Who has an answer for Debbie?
I don't know if I have an answer. I think I have a comment. One thing I'm trying to figure
this
is Robert Williams.
Who is this?
Williams Information
okay.
Technology.
All right.
I set up a personal Facebook account. Mm-hmm. And that I use to really kind of, you know, share pictures with my parents who are grandparents and stuff like that, and family and friends and stuff like that. And what I think I'm going to do is set up a business account. I've also set up a business front page. But what I find is to get fans to come to there, you really send them from your personal account. So what I was going to do is create a business account. And I guess it's kind of a question out there for, like, the people who are really, Ken, you, and Robert Joseph, who are really involved in Facebook, how are you managing it?
Let me just say two things. The first thing is that these are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about with Dr. Tech Talk. But the other thing that I wanted to say is that it's a brave new world out there. And so having a business Facebook account is good. And you only put on that business Facebook account the things that you want other people to know. So, Debbie, if you have a website up and you have information on a website that's publicly accessible, then you can create a business Facebook account and put information that you want to be publicly accessible similar to your website on that Facebook account. So you should accept all the friends that you want to accept, and then if you find somebody that is misusing the account or doing things that you don't want to do or posting stuff that you don't want to post, then you just say that you don't want to be their friend anymore and you can block them. So it allows you, though, to publicly say things that and create an interaction that you can't very well do in a lot of other media. So it allows you to, and the biggest thing about the social media is that it allows you to have a dialogue with people. And that's what you want. You want to understand what people's needs are. You want to understand what they're trying to do, what the goals and aspirations are, so that you can see if that coincides with what you're trying to do and form partnerships and help each other.
This is Ivo Filbert, IVO Consulting, and certainly agree with everything everyone has said. I just want to caution around the social media aspect, again, from the personal to the business perspective. And when you do have one of those accounts, Debbie, it's important that you make sure you have all the settings appropriately the way you want them, because it is so viral, and you want to control what people send back to your Facebook or Twitter account, A. And B, you also want to control the image people have of you. So it is a phenomenal way to market because, again, of the how viral it becomes. And, again, you never know who's connected to whom and can really help you move your business. So just being careful about managing the personal versus the business and what type of messaging or imagery goes out there about you or your business.
All right, excellent. How's that, Debbie? That get your question answered?
I think so. So as a rule of thumb, you know, accept them, and if I decide I had to chuckle, you say you don't want to be your friend anymore, I feel like I should cross my arms and stomp my feet. I don't want to be your friend anymore. My ball and I'm going home.
Well, Debbie, the other thing you can do there, if you don't want to just cut them off, you can always set the controls as to how their stuff, or if their stuff appears on your site, on your Facebook account or whatever. So you can use settings to control all that.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. That's all excellent tips and advice. I appreciate all of it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ivo Filbert, how can we help you? What question do you have for a group?
Well, actually, this being my first time, I'm really excited about the call. I wasn't sure what to expect. Ken, as we talked and I joined the call, it's really exciting. Dave Walk, I may have someone I want to refer to you. I think what you're doing is great. One of the questions I have for you, Ken, is this is wonderful, and I'd like an opportunity to engage with people face-to-face. It's always good to put a name and a face together. So.
Oh, excellent. Yep.
Yeah. So if we can make that happen, that'll be great.
Okay. And all right. Robert Williams, what question do you have for us? How can we help you?
And I'm not sure if I really have any questions. I probably want to connect with Robert Joseph, and I need to partner with someone who's a hardcore web developer.
Okay.
So that when I run into that, I can have someone I can work with. So that's probably the strongest thing that was on my mind.
All right. Excellent, excellent. So we made a couple of connections. Excellent.
You got a great first name, so I know that.
Yeah.
Ken, can I ask Robert Joseph a question?
Go ahead.
It's Ivo Filbert again. Robert, as you do your tech work, you know, one of the things I always caution people about small businesses and folks who are developing websites is you have the folks on the technical side who are great at websites, and then you have the folks on the design side that understand imagery and psychology behind marketing and so forth. Do you engage someone to help with that, or how do you work that?
We definitely engage people to do that. We have relationships with several design firms and marketing firms around the community, you know, that we partner with on different things. And also, one of the partners in our company is a marketing expert who's worked for the Weather Channel and places like that. My background is technology, with a degree from MIT and a PhD from Carnegie Mellon in computer science. But I've worked with small and medium-sized businesses as well as large businesses, and I understand the importance of presentation and the importance of the look as well as the feel as well as the technology back end. So we offer a very complete package.
Okay. Just was curious, because I mean, that's how I coach small businesses around developing their website, and ironically, I was on with doing a pro bono assignment this morning at 1 o'clock in the morning with one of my clients.
Nice.
But getting him to understand that is like you have your technical people and you have your design people. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, and it's very important that the groups do meet and the groups do talk to one another.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, David Walker. How can we help you, David?
Sure, I'm always interested, and one of the habits that I'm helping John and Justin to develop is networking events. Anybody around that thinks that they have a good networking event where me or John and Justin can meet more people in the community and build our relationship web, I'm always open to people's you know, ideas on what's a good networking event that they've been to that they say, hey, this is pretty good. I hold my own on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Called the Business Owner Movement, but for Monday through Friday, we're open, and so anybody who has been to a good networking event that can recommend one.
All right, let's put that out there. Anybody have a networking event that they're going to or know about that can help David and his firm?
This is Robert Joseph. One of the things that I've seen is that Chamber of Commerce, especially the one in Atlanta, has a huge, a lot of networking events that go along, I mean, that have the ideal clientele that you're looking for, David. And you probably already do, maybe the Chamber. And then TechLinks is the other one that come to mind, those two.
Okay. Well, I think Justin will check out Atlanta Chamber, and I think, John, it makes sense for him to check out the TechLinks. Thanks, Robert.
Sure.
And David, while you're on, why don't you tell us a little bit about Business Owner Movement. You want to tout that? So if anybody was generous,
sure.
It might want to.
It's a Saturday professional networking that I do around a conference table in my conference room, so it's very structured. I'll have a short 15-minute presentation, and then I'll invite another business owner to come in and talk about a business topic. We've had a celebrity comedian. We've had a mayoral candidate. We've had a valuation expert. We've had a videographer talk about videos. We've had business credit. So the interview varies, and then we actually go around the table, introduce all the business owners, and then discuss any leads or relationship to help them grow. It's from Saturday. I do it every Saturday from 10 to 12. It also helps that I answer any legal advice that people might have just on the top of their mind, or structure advice. And just a really good way for my clients as well as other people in the business community to get to know one another and, you know, learn a little bit as well.
And I'm showing on the website here, on the website, I'm showing Business Owner Movement up for all to see on there. All right. Excellent.
I just got to chime in with this one because I'm a member of the Business Owner Movement and I think very highly of David. And one of the things that I found is that going to these meetings has been invaluable to me because I've gotten a number of clients from there, as well as, you know, I've asked David several legal questions, which during the meetings are free. And, you know, David says, you know, he's $250 an hour, and I think he's worth more than that. but he gives you this legal advice, and he really does answer your question. So if you have a legal question and you ask him during the meeting, he will break it down from top to bottom, and he saved me tons and tons of money and anguish just by just having access to him during those times. So if you're thinking about it, you should go and check it out.
Okay, and I'm showing showing the about us and the member directory. How many people do you have right now, David? Business Owner Movement.
We have about we launched in April. We have about 40 members on any given Saturday. We average about between 10 and 20 business owners. No, every Saturday is like a fingerprint. No Saturdays ever alike. Depending on who's available and who comes out on any Saturday. It's always a mixture. I really enjoy it. It's a relaxed environment, business casual, shorts if that's your thing too. And it's just a good time on a Saturday to kind of get to know some other people.
Okay. All right. And Pierre, what question do you have for us?
Pierre D'Offerty, the UBZIG company. Only question I have, Ken, is to either the IT people or even yourself. I was told on Friday that doing blog talk radio and podcast and whatever else were only good mechanisms to get clients if you already have a following, but they're not very good to actually helping to build a following. I just wanted to know if that was correct information or incorrect.
I guess I could chime in on it. Maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I always say, this is from my sales hat, you always want to do things that are unique. And I've gotten clients because I have a radio talk show. I've gotten clients because I'm inviting them on and say, hey, would you like to be interviewed? And they become clients of mine. And whereas if I make a call, and I've been in a situation many, many times, I won't get a return phone call. But if I say, hey, I'd like to interview you for my blog or I want to interview you for my show, I'll get a return call. It's just another way to market yourself, and I think people should do it. It's something that should be done, and if you're not doing it, not that you have to do it every week, but just be aware of it, and you have to start your own marketing company, because who's going to market yourself? Who knows you better than you? And you just have to take the time. It's part of sales, maybe another sales activity that you have to do, and just do it. So that's off the cuff. That's my feeling. Anybody else want to chime in on that? You don't want to consume it, I mean, but it's part of, you know, what you should do. But
this is David Walker. Justin and John and I have to chime off. We have another meeting. But before I go, I want to say it was a pleasure meeting everybody. I look forward to your email. And then I think Ivo Filbert, I think he'll be in contact as well later.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, David.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
all.
Now, Yeah, I guess, yeah, I really want people to get the contact information because that's important. So, Pierre, did I answer your question? Because I really want people to give us the contact information. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we can talk offline about it, I guess, mm-hmm. certainly, because I definitely. So we're wrapped up. It's 9 o'clock now. Please, I'll let David go ahead and give his contact information before he leaves. Hopefully he can stay on for a couple more minutes. So, David, why don't you tell us what you got out of this and your contact information and anything else that you want to share as we get off the line here.
I think David's already gone.
Okay. We'll go to Robert. Robert?
Yes, Robert Joseph, Radio Web Solutions, BRAINEO Web Solutions. And I got a lot out of the call. I definitely want to talk with Robert Williams. Ivo would also be a good contact for me. And Pierre, I keep meaning to call you. And today I'm going to make it happen. So.
Okay.
Okay. So excellent, excellent. All right. Debbie Snelling. Contact information, what'd you get out of this?
D. Snelling at bellsouth.net. Got a lot of good IT information today and a lot of good information about viral marketing through Facebook and Twitter and such. Pierre, I need to catch up with you. I've still been trying to get in touch with my husband's client who does options trading.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to track him down yet. So I'll follow up with you as soon as I do that.
All right, thank you.
All right, all right. Who is next? Ivo. Ivo, right?
That is correct. I-V as in Victor O.
Yeah, and so what did you get out of this? And tell us the name of your company and your contact information so we can get that.
Sure. Ivo Filbert, www.ivoconsulting.com. You'll get a under construction message. Email is ifilbert, P as in Peter, H-I-L, B as in boy, E-R-T as in Terry, at ivoconsulting.com. Phone number is 770-380-2785. I also just sent it, and so did David Walker, on the message list to everyone.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Thank you. And what did you get out of this session?
You know, just it's always wonderful to engage in dialogue, to keep you focused, to always do a temperature check to make sure you're on target, and to really engage with people who are as energetic, focused, and committed to their businesses as you are. So it's good motivation.
All right. We're happy to have you on the call. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk about getting you involved here. Robert Williams.
Hi, Robert Williams, Williams Information Technology. The website, again, is Williams iTech, as in information technology, .com. My email is rwilliams@williamsitech.com. And my phone number is 404-281-1526. Really enjoyed the call. It was really refreshing. I think the thing I've gotten out of it is every time I've gone to a networking event or done something like this, I've gotten something out of it, and just encourages myself to do more.
Okay. Who do you plan on connecting with?
Definitely Dr. Robert Joseph. I'm also thinking about David Walker as well because I know of an attorney who wants to do a website, and so there might be some synergy there to learn what type of things lawyers want to see on their websites and stuff like that. I've already actually, Ivo and I speak quite regularly, and we do this kind of thing, encourage each other and kind of analyze each other's businesses and help keep each other in check. So,
okay. All right.
All very good.
And seeing David Walker's gone. And Pierre, last but not least, Pierre, what did you get out of this session?
Pierre D'Offerty. The company is the UpZig Company, and our website is rarecoinhouse.com. And what I got out of it is just listening to the different business owners and the problems that I'm hearing and the solutions that they're offering, and seeing how some of those could possibly
be a part of my firm, and where, if that was the case, you know, where we can go to get our problems or questions answered and our problems solved. So I just enjoy listening to the dialogue between owners and the problems being solved.
Okay, excellent. All right then. So with that, that's the end of our call. Thank you so very much for your time and your active participation, everybody. Have a great day. Go make that sale. And if you have any questions, certainly give me a call. Reach me on bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. Better Sales and Profits Now. Any other questions, comments before we go?
Just want to say thank you to you, Ken.
Yeah, I vote for the ditto in that, Ken. Thank you very much.
Yes, no problem. You, it's kind of hard to explain networking online. How does that work? And so I was happy to invite you guys on, and it's not about me, it's about you guys, because you provide the knowledge and experience. So but we'll talk to you again. We'll get you involved.
Thank you.
All right, then. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay.